That's awesome. Well, good evening, everybody. This is one of my most, I have been counting down ever since I was able to talk with Lynette Chandler, and she said yes to join us tonight. I have been counting down because of all the people in the world, she's, and Felisa's sitting here probably going, oh dear, Cindy says this about everybody, doesn't she? But, but no, seriously, Lynette and I go way back. And for those of you who have followed my ministry, she was the mastermind behind my conference room, what I would say billions and billions of years ago. She's also been someone who has inspired me with my business and with my ministry through the years. This is a pop-up session. So if you're not a part of our Jumpstart 2020, you may be thinking, what on earth is going on? What are you guys doing? Well, what we are doing is we are doing a 31-day challenge as we count down for the Ultimate Christian Communicators Conference. It is coming up in April, and you guys, if you are not familiar with it, you are going to want to check it out because it is the go-to event of the year. I'm popping in the link here so that you can check it out. You can do that later if you want to. But I am so thrilled that I will get to see so many of my dear friends, and we'll have a lot of fun with sessions as well as some coaching, as well as I understand we get to do lunch, dinner, breakfast, and coffee. Hello. So if you're heading that way, we definitely need to have a one-to-one or a bunch of us to one, whatever. But I am really excited that we are able to do this month. We, in fact, are also having daily challenges at, you know, and weekly challenges that we are working through as a group. And if you are not familiar with the challenge, you definitely, definitely want to check out the challenge because it's not too late. Somebody asked me today, is it too late? I said, it's never too late to join this challenge, ever, ever. Because in this challenge, we are, everybody's doing what you can do this month, 50 points, and you're a finisher for this challenge. So, and then anything above that, you start getting some really cool prizes. Well, in fact, the finishers all get a cute tote bag and some goodies from that Felice is going to send. But you guys, you definitely want to check it out if you're not a part of the challenge. Also, if you're not part of the community, you are missing a lot of fun because we have a community at Facebook that we would love to invite you to be a part of. So I just pop these links in the chat. If you are here, you want to chat, you can, or you can just kick back, enjoy the session tonight. I am welcoming one of my dearest friends. As I was saying earlier, I just adore Lynette Chandler. She and I, again, go way back. And if you're not familiar with Lynette, you'll definitely want to check out her website. I've got a link to it through here. This is my link, and you guys, if you use the coupon code, all caps Cindy Rushton, right there for you, you can save $10 off of any of her awesome resources there at her site. So you definitely want to hop over, talk about planners, talk about organizing yourself. I can't even get started on all the things that Lynette has because I'm going to let her talk. But you guys, you got to check it out. And I know I'm going to rave about this because it's one of my favorite websites on the whole internet. And so she is just amazing. Speaking of amazing, I can't think of a better person to talk about learning to lean on the Lord in your business than Lynette. And tonight, she's giving you I'm talking about fresh off her time with the Lord workshop. So I know you're going to love getting to hear her speak. And so without any further ado, I'm going to turn it all over to you, Lynette. Thank you so much for being with us. And I just clap welcoming you.
Thank you so much, Cindy. That was you're making me blush. That was such an amazing introduction. I am just so blessed that you've invited me. So first off, I want to thank everybody for taking your time off this evening to join us. And I also want to preface this by saying I'm really not here to teach in a literal sense. I'm really here to share something that I feel that the Lord has put in my heart. And like I told Cindy last Friday, I feel I have to talk about this. I'll burst. You know how when God calls you to do something and it's something that's been on your heart for a while and he keeps, you know, nudging you and you just have to do it. And what I'm going to share with you today is like I said, it's more about sharing my own experiences. And compared to some of you, I'm probably a baby Christian. So some of the stuff I'm going to share might, you know, might be, pretty normal stuff for you. But for me, it completely rocked my world as, you know, the way God does a lot of times, all the time, right? And I hope that for you know, just anybody, that this will be an encouragement, because there's just a lot of backstory. I'm not sure how much I can share, because I was sitting here typing through this morning. I had no idea what I'm going to share. Even now, I'm not sure that anything that I've typed up is going to be what the Spirit has led me to say. I have prayed about it, and you know, I had a little quick conference call with the Lord before I came on here. I may be somewhat prepared, but whatever is going to come out, I'm going to give him the glory. All right. So I rarely talk about this. In fact, if I think about it, I don't think I have ever talked about it in any conference setting, any webinar, even though I've been on numerous podcasts over, oh, wow, like 16 years at least. I've been in business that long. I've been on numerous podcasts. I've been on numerous webinars. I talk about a lot of different things, but this is one area that I've never talked about. And part of it is because I felt at the time, and I still feel this a little bit, but I was building an audience that I felt had no room for God, you know, which is kind of sad, but you kind of understand it a little bit. My market, my target was not a clearly defined, you know, I wasn't going after Christian audience. I was basically going after entrepreneurs. So that audience sometimes can be a little hostile to my faith. So I was very concerned, especially, you know, towards the later part of last year, about sharing more and more about my faith. But you know, God calls you to do things, and you just you have to step out, you know, like Cindy is doing right now. So I really want to thank you guys I want to thank you, Cindy, for giving me this space, this safe space to just get started and be comfortable with sharing this with what I have to say. So I just want to pop up a quick question out there, right? Many of you practice this like word of the year exercise. Do you do it, Cindy? Like, do you have a year? You have a word, right? So Cindy has it, and some of you might know what it is, but if you don't, a very quick explanation. You just choose a word for the year that you live by, you know. So your life is lived through this lens. And typically it's a word that I prayerfully consider, although some years it hasn't been. And that year just kind of like, you know. But my word for the year, which I don't normally share, but I feel really compelled to share this time, is the word lean, as in L-E-A-N. And I just... in the past, I've chosen like strong words. Like as entrepreneurs, we want like really dynamic action words. I have chosen words like achieve. And I've even used phrases for some years. I've chosen phrases like whatever it takes. You know, just really dynamic, powerful stuff, you know, that entrepreneurs are supposed to pick out to live their life by. So instead, this year, I felt the Lord calling me to this word lean. He kept putting this word into my head for the last several months, and I just felt like, you know what, this is the word. And he spoke to me as well, that this is the word through many different, you know, I have Bible study that I go to, and he speaks to you there. He speaks through you, through whatever you're reading, through other people, right? And so I was like, okay, I'll go for the word lean. But my first initial reaction to the word is, you know, the thing, the image that comes into my head when I think about lean is a ramshackle lean-to, you know, that's like on the side of a stone home. And I just feel at first, you know, I was like, really, Lord? Because this is not a power word. You know, this is like, it doesn't feel sturdy, you know, it just doesn't feel strong, it doesn't feel secure, it doesn't feel productive, which I am all about productivity. You know, I sit down, I'm going to run through all my work, you know, I'm going to get stuff done. But it's just does not feel like that at all. But you know, little, it actually, to me, it actually, brutally frank, it felt weak, shaky, and uncertain, and really powerless. But you know, in those moments, as I was praying through that, you know, God meets you, right? And God told me that the first lesson, when he told me, help me to pick this word, was that I'm focusing too much on my little rickety lean-to. You know, like I said, every time I say the word lean, that's the image that pops in my head. But I'm so focused on that little lean-to that I forget. Some of you might have keen ears, right? You probably heard me say that this lean-to was leaning up against a well-built, strong, and sturdy stone home. So this image, and you know, I'm studying Isaiah. I have been studying for the last 15 weeks. I've got another 15 weeks to go. But it just brings it's so much confirmation in there for me, because like in Isaiah 28:16, he said, you know, I will give you a tested stone, a precious stone of a sure foundation. And so, yeah, this is something I just want to put out there and keep in mind, you know, as we decide to lean on God in business, because he is a tested stone. You know, sometimes you read the Bible and you're just like, how did that word come in there? I have never noticed this word. But this year when I'm studying Isaiah, the word tested means so much to me, because in business, you know, few things are sure, few things are secure, really. You can work as much as you want, but sometimes things fall apart. But God, Jesus, is a tested stone. He is sure as can ever can be. So what does leaning into God for business look like? Well, it might be different things for many people, but as I say, I'm going to share my experience. The first thing for me is leaning into his direction. Now, okay, so I wasn't going to share this. See, the Spirit is leading me to go in a whole different area, but leading into his direction. So I had mentioned that I've been in business since 2004. And actually, if I want to count those years that I, you know, wasn't sure what I was doing, it's actually since 2000. But officially, I always say 2004. And for the first, like, 15 years? That's what I did was tech, and that's how Cindy and I met, right? I was good at it. I knew in and out. I knew how to write code. All that stuff was easy for me. I thought really that was my calling. I thought this is what I'm supposed to do. This is my life's purpose. And I didn't hate it. I loved it. In fact, I enjoyed coding. I still do. But several years back, you know, there was something personal happened in my life as well. We were going through a really rough patch. And I simply, you know, fell out of love with the business. At first, I just thought it was a burnout. And at that time, I must also say, you know, I wasn't leaning on the Lord for his direction. I was a Christian, yes. I sought him, but I never invited him into anything in my business. But that was when I started, you know, I began to question things, you know, like question how I ran my business, question what I'm supposed to do. And that was when I decided to bring this to the Lord. I say, you know what? I have no idea anymore, Lord, because this, what I thought was a burnout, lasted for about a year. And I know burnouts don't normally last that long. Something is seriously wrong here. You know, there's just, I don't know, midlife crisis. I don't know what it is. But maybe God was calling me, right? And I believe that. But I just kept hearing him say, you need to do something with Thrive Anywhere. Now, I got to back up a little bit. ThriveAnywhere.com was a domain that I registered maybe about a couple years before this whole situation. And I said, Lord, I have no idea what I want to do with this. And he said, well, you know, you can share about, you know, how I've worked in your life. And I said, Lord, no, that's me. That's my rebellious self, right? I said, how can I do that when my audience, right, is an audience that I have no idea what percentage of them, are believers. I have no idea what percentage of them are hostile. I'm going to lose everybody. you know, I was just that fear. And besides, you know, I had struggled with the Lord all the time. You know, I remember Cindy was talking about this earlier this afternoon. You know, I wrestled with him. I say, how can I speak about something? I have no business speaking. I have no training. I have, you know, I don't even speak that eloquently because, you know, I grew up in a household where English was not, you know, we spoke a lot of English, but, you know, we were a multilingual family. There's so many times where I get on a call like this, I can't find the right words because what's going through my head is in a different language. So I say, I can't do that, Lord. I just can't. Don't ask me. So, and I left it, right? And I left it as it is. But I remember so clearly December 2017, I said to the Lord, you know, I'm so broken right now. I have no idea what I want to do. What I want to do has absolutely lost my, I feel so lost. I felt adrift. And he, once again, he brought up Thrive Anywhere. And he said, well, and I brought up all my, you know, questions, like, what am I going to do with it? And the Lord said, well, what, you know, you've been doodling a lot. You've been creating a lot of art. Why don't you start there? And I know you like manners. And so I said, okay, let's just throw it out there. And this was several months later. I said, okay, let's just, Lord, I'm tired of fighting with you. Let's just go ahead and do this and see what happens. So that first month itself, the sales just blew me out of water. It just completely blew my mind. And I was like, it wasn't like no crazy millions, okay, don't get me wrong about that, but it was just an amount I didn't think it would come in that quickly, that easily, with just one product. So I was shocked. Which I shouldn't be, right? This is how God we're talking about. And what kind of little tiny hole that I've been putting him in when he's totally not that. I've been putting him on this little tiny box on this little tiny shelf. So it was right then that he asserted, you know, that I'm your God. You know, this is my direction for you. But even so, I know that there's more to that, which is why I'm kind of doing what I'm doing right now. Even now, I have to admit, I do not completely see his picture for me. I just know that there's a bigger picture to what I'm doing. And I'm learning to lean on him every step because his direction, he doesn't always give it one huge, you know, map at the same time. You know, it's kind of like calling people out of Egypt. He just didn't give them the whole game plan, right? He sometimes, and I know that's for my benefit, it's probably better for me because he knows I'll just argue with him. It's like, what, really? This time? Not going on that stuff, right? So that's probably why. But okay, so that's one thing that I've learned as far as learning to lean into his direction and not just the big picture, but the small picture, like the daily direction on a daily basis, on even an hourly basis. So the second thing I learned about leaning on him is to learn how to lean on his purpose and his strength. So his purpose for me and his strength. So let me see here. I don't know. One day I just, while I was reading my Bible, I remember this quite clearly. I was, this phrase, you know, came into my mind and it really bothered me. And let me see if any one of you remember, you know, heard this phrase ever before. It is, she said she could, so she did, right? Have you seen it like posted on Facebook, on social media? You see it everywhere out there in the stores, you know, like Michael's or whatever. You see it on posters, shirts, whatever, mugs, whatever. And how many of you love that saying? You know, at first, yeah, I did. I loved that. I fell, when I saw it, I fell in love with that. Absolutely. But when I was studying my Bible that morning, I heard God say, you know what, Lynette? No. And I was like, what? And he said, no. And he told me, it is not because you can, so you did. It is because I said you can. And that's why you can and you will. To me, at that time, my mind was completely blown because it's such a subtle shift that I realized when I say I can and so I do, I'm not putting God first. I'm putting myself on a pedestal. I become my own idol. And I was at first like kind of rushed, you know. But at the same time, this is the truth. You know, God gave me certain gifts that some of them I may not even realize yet. And I see that now. You know, there are some gifts that I didn't even see 10 years ago. And also because that he is the one who gives me the strength. He's the one who says, yes, you can. Every time I say, no, I can't do this. No, I can't do this. Lord, I haven't spoken about this before. My audience is going to hate me. Everybody's going to unsubscribe from my email list. I just can't. I can't. I can't. I can't. I can't. I can. And Lord says, yes, you can. Why? Because I said you can. And that is, there's so much power in that for me. It's so very comforting. And I just hang on to that. And that's what I lean into. A lot of times when I have a lot of self-doubt and when negativity comes into play, that's the thing that I tell myself. The third thing that I learned about leaning into him for my business is to lean upon his wisdom. So late last year, after inviting him into my business for a while, I decided, you know what, Lord, I'm going to step down, Lord. I don't want to be CEO anymore. Instead, you, Jesus, you sit in this chair. And friends, I'm going to tell you, this is hard. This is unimaginably hard. You know why? Because first of all, even today, you know, we as entrepreneurs, you want to take control, right? You want to be in charge. You want to know, you want to map out your 1 year plan, 2 year plan, 5 year plan, whatever, how many years plan. You want to know, you want to be in control of your direction. But when you give it up to him, you have no idea. You have absolutely no idea. It is so hard. And also, it's hard because you know that God does not work on your timetable. God does not work on the same timetables, and he asks you to do things that makes no sense to other entrepreneurs. So I'm involved and I'm plugged into several mastermind groups and several communities who are secular. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong to be part of those communities. But sometimes when somebody gives you advice or there's things on your mind, you know, that under direction that you want to hit, especially when people give you advice and you decide not to take it because you have prayed about it and this is not, you know, this is not the way that the Lord wants you to go, but everybody else thinks it's the right way, right? All the entrepreneurs in the world, you said, they're probably going to tell you, huh, Lynette, what the hell are you doing? That's the most berserk thing. That is the dumbest thing you're going to do. But, you know, God is amazing. God is huge. He's magnificent. He's a miracle worker. And he's a promise keeper for sure. So I can't even express sometimes how crazy the things that he asked me to do are that makes no sense. And on top of that, it's also hard because you know that there are going to be deserts. And I think there's something entrepreneurs don't want to hear. You know, every year I listen to a lot of my entrepreneur friends, you know, they talk about, oh, this year I'm going to double my income. And I'm sitting here like, you know what? I have no idea. Is that any entrepreneur, you know, they will tell you, you should have a goal. You should have a plan. You should have X amount. You should have a figure. But, you know, I'm so ashamed to say, I'm sitting here like, I don't have a number, and I don't. Last year, I gave up a number goal. I did not have a figure that I wanted to reach. And what God did for my business was amazing. I had no idea that could happen. And I had no idea that was the plan. So, you know, inviting him into the business as CEO, not just sitting by my side, you know, and not just somebody who I consult when things are hard, not just somebody I pray to when there are few sales, but actually putting him in the CEO. I'm no longer in the driver's seat here, you know, and this is no longer my business. This is not Lynette's business anymore. This is his business. So what does he want to do with it? So, and that requires leaning on his wisdom, leaning on where he wants you to go, you know? I know that there'll be lean times because just like he called the Israelites out of Egypt, we know that's not an easy task going through that huge, even though they're going to promised land, but there's this huge land in between them, right? It's going to be a difficult time, even if they weren't rebellious. Let's say they did not rebel, you know, it was still going to be a difficult journey. So I know that there are going to be lessons learned, even though, you know, it's not something that I necessarily want to look forward to. But there's definitely lessons in there, just like when Joseph was being sold to slavery, you know, how many years he spent being a slave and being in prison. There is definitely going to be hard times, and that's when I need to lean into him even more. All right, fourth thing that I learned about leaning upon him for my business, leaning upon his time. Whew, this is the tough one, okay? So last spring, I accepted a calling to serve 2 days a week. And these 2 days are not a weekends, mind you. They are during the weekdays, during my work hours, okay? I usually work, my fully focused work time is in the morning, and then I do my, you know, less important targets toward the end of the day. But these 2 days are smack dab. They wipe out my work day pretty much. And you bet, you know, I have to confess, I kicked and screamed all the way to this. And I said, I prayed and I said, Lord, why do you want me to do this? You know that time, for me, time is more important than money. I protect my time like crazy. You know, I don't accept a whole lot of invitations. I don't accept a lot of travel. I just don't, because my time is so important to me. And I just couldn't understand why, Lord, you asked me to build this new business and now you want me to take 2 days out of my work day. How is this even going to work? And, you know, but oh, I can't tell you how clearly he spoke to me just before I accepted this job, but this gig, right? It's a volunteer gig. But he stopped me. He literally stopped time for me to get the message across. So one morning, this was like the last meeting of the year before we broke for summer. And I said, and I was here doing my quiet time, and it was like 30 minutes until the time I had to be there. And this place is about 20 minutes away from my house. So I was here still in jammies. I wasn't present. I haven't even showered. I haven't done anything other than wake up, have my coffee, and spend my time with the Lord. That's it, you know. And this place is 20 minutes away, all right. I say, Lord, I don't want to go today. I can't. I don't know if I can give up these two. I know you can't. I can't. And he said, you can, and you will. And I said, how? I said, no, I can't. Look, the time, look at the time. It's 30 minutes to the time I have to be there. It takes me 20 minutes to get there. This is how I wrestle with the Lord, right? It takes me 20 minutes. I showered. He said, yes, you can get there. For sure you can get there. So I say, okay, Lord, I'm going to trust you for this, but I'm going to be late. I'm going to be late. And this is going to be embarrassing. And the Lord was like, you know, I could just imagine him snickering and laughing at me. So I reluctantly showered, I got dressed, and then I couldn't find my books. This was a Bible study. I couldn't find my books. And you know how it is when you're rushing to get somewhere and you can't find something. 1 minute is like 2 seconds, right? When you're trying to scramble and gather up all your things. But before you know it, 10 minutes has passed. But as I was gathering, I look at my stuff and all that. I looked up, the clock has not even moved a minute. No, this can't be. But okay, you know, I told the Lord I was going to go. So I hopped in my car. I got there. Friends, I got there with 15 minutes to spare. You talk about, this is our God. He, like I said, he stopped the clock for me. And this is how the way he really spoke to me, you know, this is the way he said, look, how small do you really think I am? You know, that's what he said. Your time? What's time? Time is nothing. nothing to me. So that was like such a huge eye opener. And when I got there, I just had to share that. And I shared with all the ladies there. And it was such a blessing because everybody there had told me that they were feeling really weary this morning, didn't want to come either. So that was, you know, not just him working in me, but also him working through me in help, you know, getting me to share that message. But this is the God that we have. And this is the wisdom, this is his timing. And so sometimes when I think that things aren't going fast enough in my business and things are going too fast or whatever it is, I try to remember that this that he did for me, you know, this miracle that he did for me, it's just crazy amazing. The fifth thing I learned about leaning on the Lord is leaning on him to provide, and not necessarily by providing sales and all that, although that could be part of it. But a great, great example is tonight's call, right? I had absolutely no idea what I was going to say. I woke up this morning, it was on my heart. I prayed about it and I was getting anxious, and I knew that, you know, this is how the enemy kind of gets to you. So I messaged Cindy, I said, Cindy, can you please pray for me? And she did. And I just had this peace, you know, and I just had no idea, you know. And then I spent part of the afternoon, you know, typing up this nice little message. But you know, if I looked at it here now, this little mini book that I've written here, I would say about half of it is not what I've written. Half of what I've shared with you is not what I've written, you know? And this is how God provides. God provides the message. God provides the right things to say. And I remember this afternoon as I was typing this out, and I was like, oh Lord, this message is like all over the place. There's no structure to it. I really need to go in and polish this thing, like really make it perfect, you know. And the Lord saying, there's no need to do that, Lynette, because when the time comes, I'll lead you through it. And he sure did. So I'm trusting in his provision, and not just the monetary provision, but provision in what you're going to say, what you're going to email, what you're going to promote, or what kind of opportunities that you'll be getting, you know, what kind of affiliates that you are inviting, you know, all that stuff. The sixth thing I've learned, and this is a hard one for me because I don't do it enough, I surely don't do it enough, is to lean, you know, is leaning on him with praise and thanksgiving. As I say, I really, really am such a slacker in this area, but one thing that has worked great for me is every sale that comes in, every time I've got a little dinger here on my phone, right? So where PayPal comes in or Stripe payment comes in, it dings my phone. And at first it was kind of nice because at first it was all vanity. Okay. This was how I operated before, right? At first it was vanity because I have this little ringtone. Every time that a sale comes in and PayPal notification comes up, I will hear a little cha-ching, you know. But as the Lord changes me, every time it comes in, instead of just thinking of it as a money sign, I would look and see, I pull down that notice, and you know, PayPal will tell you who bought that. Sometimes it's a name, sometimes it's a company name. And I would first say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the sale. It doesn't matter if it's $1. $100, it doesn't matter. Amount is immaterial, but I thank him. Thank you, Lord, for the sale. And then the other thing that I've learned to do is to pray for that person, that sale that just came in. And I say, thank you, Lord, for Cindy. I do not know what she needs this product for, but Lord, I pray that this product will bless her business, will grow her business the way you want it to. You know, something like that, whatever it is that the Lord asked me to pray. And this is how, to me, it is is praying over my customers, not just for my sake, but for their sake. And sometimes it's a prayer that, you know, that they will come to know him, right? To further his kingdom. And I just, doing this not only helps me keep my focus on what's really important, right? It's the people, our customers are people, right? But it also helps me put Thanksgiving constantly on top of my head. I've just learned to be so incredibly grateful for everything that the Lord gives me. Number 7, I've learned is to learn to lean on his plan. As a business owner, you know, this heady pursuit, you know, conquering challenges, you know, slaying these goals and so on and forth. One day I was praying and I was doing Bible study in quiet time, and Lord said, you know what, Lynette, your work, your business, that's your idol. Oops. This was a message that just cut me to the heart. I'm like, ooh, this is not good. That was such a wake-up call. And it's so easy because we want to achieve our goals. We want to just go, go, go and get it done. We just want to, you know, check off our to-do list every day. We want to be so incredibly productive that we don't leave time for the Lord. And I've mentioned several times now that I do my prayer time regularly. And I made sure, of course, you know, like many of you, I made sure that I do it first thing in the morning. But for a long time, I actually had a clock, you know, I was on a clock. Okay, so 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, that's going to be quiet time. 9:15, I get to work. So I was actually putting the Lord on a clock. And when he told me, you know, I want to challenge you. And I felt the Lord challenging me to give up the clock, not for, you know, maybe not for the, but just for quiet time. It doesn't matter if I'm on the clock for the things I have to get accomplished that day, but for quiet time, don't put in my clock. That's what I heard him say. I said, Lord, that's going to be tricky because you know how I can get sidetracked sometimes. And I just felt him saying, you know, you have to trust me on this. And remember that story about time. So I'm remembering the story about time that went on. And I said, okay, Lord, you did this for me before. I know you're going to work out this time. And every morning, you know, nearly every morning, God gets me to work on time. He gets me to work on time. So it's not just his timing, but his time. And I feel that, I know that without this time, and I give him any amount of time he wants, you know, even if it goes over the time, sometimes the time I spend with the Lord is a lot. Sometimes it goes over what I'm supposed to do that day, but he makes up for it. As I sit down and do, I have more clarity. I have more purpose in what I'm supposed to do. And when I look at my clock and after I finish all my top 3 items for the day and I look at my clock and it's like, wow, you know, I didn't take that long to finish all that. You know, I still have the rest of my day ahead of me. That is just the amazing God. That's just, I don't know what it is with time. I guess maybe he knows that time is such a big thing with me, such an issue with me, but he speaks to me all the time through with messing with my clock. That's what one of my friends said, that he messed with my clock. Number 8, the way that I've learned, and this is the final way, is leaning on his word, leaning on Jesus and his spirit. It's kind of like an extension of what I was saying early on. To me, getting in the word is absolutely essential because those questions that you ask, is this product the one I'm supposed to launch, Lord? Is this business partner, the one I'm supposed to going to be in business with? Is this affiliate the affiliate I want? Is this a problem here that cropped up? Is this how I'm supposed to to settle this issue? All this comes out through the word. All this comes out through the word. At least it does for me. I mean, not every single time. You know, sometimes it comes through other people who are studying the same word but have a different perspective of it. You know, sometimes it comes through friends. But majority of it comes through the word. So it's absolutely essential. And also constant prayer. You know, and I'm not talking about huge, okay, let's just settle down, bow our heads and pray this chapter and verse type of prayer. You know, it's just not that. You know, these days I have an executive conversation with the Lord all day long. You know, like, oh Lord, this question this person asked me, I don't know how to answer. Teach me, Lord, how am I supposed to answer this? Or, oh, this customer is not happy, Lord. Father, teach me, what am I supposed to do? Tell me what, you know, how I'm supposed to help her, you know, feel better about the situation. How do I make it good for her? You know, just like everything, you know, or, hey, Jesus, this guy that you sent me to be a potential partner, did you send him? You know, I ask him that, you know, I don't know. I really don't know. You know, if you send him, let me know. Okay. You know, these are things I say all day long. So this is prayer, right? And also one of the things I learn to pray a lot is like, the business coaches I have, you know, like, oh Lord, this direction, this business coach says I should be going. What do you think? Is it good? Bad? You know, tell me, you know, and he might not tell you right there and then, but in your word and your prayer time, and as you pursue him, he will show it to you. So in closing, learning to lean on God for your business is about giving everything, you know, like capital everything to him. Every decision that you have to make for your business, every sale, every partnership, every advertisement, every social media post, every email you write, every blog post you write, every affiliate product you promote, every product you create, every webinar you accept, everything you say on a webinar, just everything, all in wholehearted, complete surrender. And it's challenging. It really is. It's challenging at times. You know, sometimes I still want to take that seat. Give me that seat, Lord. I know how to run the ship, you know, and that's when I'm being prideful, right? but I also find it to be a lot less stress, because I know that Jesus is the best CEO that no money can hire. And having him as CEO at the helm of the company is just the best thing. I think, you know, and you can trust that. You can absolutely trust that. And that's all I have to share, Cindy. I know I kind of went a little long there.
You know what? That was so perfect. It's like almost you were leaning on God. So, oh, goodness, how awesome. Well, you guys, I'm going to open up. You guys can unmute if you want to say something, ask a question, or if you have a question and you don't want to unmute, you can pop it in the chat. I'll be sure to ask. But while they're getting kind of ready to ask some questions, Lynette, tell us, one of my favorite things I'd love to ask everybody is like, so what is God moving on you right now to work on? What are you working on right now that's maybe one of your new projects? Give us like a sneak peek. Anybody else? Hey, Julie.
Hi. Oh, so are you asking for people to share how this talk impacted them and what they're, how they're going to apply this to their projects? Is that what
you can do that. Go ahead. Jump in.
I have to say some of the things that Lynette shared were a bit convicting, and that is really a good thing. I really appreciate her just sharing her heart and being so open and honest about her own struggles. That really is an encouragement to me. And you know, an encouragement to work on some things. There's some things that, you know, are hard. Just, you know, giving time management is a little bit of a problem sometimes. And that was a little bit convicting to me to work on that a little bit more and not to shortchange the Lord. And this is kind of cool because God's been speaking to me through my women's Bible study too, and some of these same areas that, you know, you can make all the plans that you want. You can know all kinds of things about what you're supposed to do. You can, you know, worry about a lot of things, but ultimately, you know, the Lord works in and through you. And, you know, just kind of give up the need to hold on to it all. That's sometimes it's really hard, but I really appreciate Lynette sharing, and that's encouragement moving forward with that.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Time is for me a big thing too, like I mentioned earlier. And don't get me wrong, it's not that I don't plan my day. I do, but I just don't like the time that I spend with the Lord. I, like you said, you know, I don't shortchange Him. I try to make sure that I don't do that. Because I just, how do I say this? We have so many things. Somebody said this to me once that, you know, we have so many things on our plate, but surely we can trust the Lord for the next hour, 30 minutes. It doesn't really matter. You don't have, I mean, the Lord calls us to do different things at different times, you know, and yours might not necessarily be the same as mine, you know. You might have to put it on a time, you know, whatever time that you spend with Him, but I also think that spending time with the Lord does not necessarily mean that it has to always be like a structured time. Because to me, as long as one of the things that I learned a lot lately is having your mind stayed upon the Lord, you know, and that's where I talked about earlier that I have executive conversations with Him all the time. It's not just on the business, like everything, right? Yeah. And that's time with the Lord. So your quiet time, the actual reading of His word might be short and it might be timed. But yeah, I absolutely do plan my day as well, for sure. But at the same time, I also trust Him to work His time in it.
Well, it's kind of amazing that, you know, one of the things I've noticed through the years for me in particular is it's good to plan, but then it's also great to surrender, yeah. You know, and I mean, because it's being willing to hear Him all along the way and not get stuck on my plans, but also it's easy for us to, I mean, when I do plan, I really do take it very serious. This is a me and God time. I remember one day where it changed, where I realized that planning was me hearing Him and saying, okay, God, what do you want this year? or what do you want? And it may be that he's just jump-starting me and getting me focused on getting some things out because he's trying to get one idea out. And he may totally change all the rest of them for the whole year. I'm willing to do that. I'm yielded for that. And but, you know, it's that thing. He is so wanting for us to listen to him every moment. I love this. You really spoke to my heart a lot, you know, in sharing all of these points, because they are where the rubber meets the road. Because if we will dare to let him be the CEO, he is so, he's the most qualified applicant, that's for sure.
Absolutely, no doubt about that.
Anybody else? Don't be shy.
Well, I will say one of the point that I think stood out for me the most personally was number six, where we should lean in with praise and thanksgiving. And I loved that Lynette was reminding us that, you know, as you're getting orders in or people are coming alongside, you know, to encourage your business. I mean, our customers are our partners in growth. And so I loved that she reminded us to pray for every person that's coming through, that it's a reminder to pray for our partners and for the people that are coming alongside our dreams. And I just thought that was wonderful. And praying to the Lord with gratitude for every sale that came in. And it reminded me, like in the last week or two, a theme that's been coming up regularly has been not being so focused on the business or ministry that we forget the people behind it and the people that we're serving through it. And we can, and I certainly can get caught up in the minutiae of the mechanics of the business or the ministry and not necessarily remember the point. Mm-hmm. And I was reminded of that when someone was talking about, you know, we have a thing at our church called SOS. And it's supper on Saturdays. And someone that was in my small group was getting really frustrated because he would go to these houses with his free food and people would reject. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, why are you taking this food? It's like free, take the food. We can see that you need the food. And he didn't understand why the ministry, while some houses, the ministry is thriving, but there were some houses that wouldn't receive the food. And it was a wonderful launch for a discussion that, you know, sometimes it's not about someone receiving it, but why they're not receiving it. You know, it's an opportunity to figure out why there's a disconnect in the service in order to maybe grow the ministry deeper and find out, you know, is it an issue with pride? Is it an issue with allergies? Is it an issue, you know, it's stopping at the ministry and not ever going forward and leaning into, as you were saying, to the people that we're serving. Mm-hmm. So this was a great reminder to do that.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. How do you say your name?
It's Michelle, but Chella Rush is just Michelle Rushman.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Thank you, Michelle. You're teaching me too as you're sharing that. That's definitely
so good.
It took me a while too. It took me a while to realize that, to understand that, because at first, you know, all I did was just thanking him for the sale. I didn't see the people. And remember I said, you know, for a while there it was vanity where it would just ring cha-ching, you know, it's like these people are a dollar figure, but they're not. They're totally not. And he really convicted me about that. And that's when I started saying, okay, Lord, you know, let me use this time. Instead of just, you know, a lot of people would just say, okay, let's just turn it off because that's not what I should be doing. And, you know, instead he taught me to turn it into something for his kingdom, for his benefit, for his good.
That's awesome.
That's beautiful. Anybody else? I saw that Felice said that she's working on the back end for the upcoming conference and that she's hosting in Tampa. Lots of details, and she keeps asking the Lord to help with those details. Then Betty says that she's been struggling with trust and faith since the fire, which really didn't make sense because through the fire, some of the relationships were healed. But why did it take a fire? Wow. That's so good, Betty. Wow.
Yeah. When things go really wrong, it's very hard to for that trust to come around, you know? Like, what I didn't share was the whole thing that kicked off this, my whole burnout crisis thing was my husband had started getting into a series of heart attacks. And for, I can't remember, several months, I think, I just know it was weeks and weeks and on end, that we would be in emergency room maybe 2-3 times a week. And every time he had to stay at least a day. So it was like, we were never getting out of that hospital. And one of those times when we got there, I honestly thought I was going to lose him. And at the end of that season, as we came through all when his conditions had slowed down and he stopped having, you know, that many episodes, he wasn't allowed to go back to work. His doctor said, no, you know, he can't go back to work. So we tried to get him unemployment. And of course, you know, that meant I had to work harder as well. And I just didn't understand it at that time, because the year before and up until then, we had built up quite a nice nest egg that we wanted to use it. We wanted to use it to move to Malaysia, which is where my family is, because my parents are getting old. And this is like a plan that we've had for a long time, right? And I just want to be able to spend time with them as they're getting older, to take care of them at least for a few years, and we would live there, and we could retire my husband. But guess what happened during this time when he wasn't allowed to go to work, and months, you know how disability goes, they will string you along for months and months on end, you don't know, and at the end of it, you know, ended up like 18 months he was out of work, not out of work, but you know, he couldn't go back to work. And that was a very challenging time. And of course, we relied on that money that we had saved up for what I thought was going to be the plan. And I remember crying out to Lord. I said, I just don't understand this. I said, isn't this what you had allowed us to do? You allowed us to save up this money so that we could go be with, what is so bad about being with my parents? You know, why can't I just do that? And it was just really hard at that time. I just couldn't understand it. And then God told me, Lynette, that money was not for you to go do what you want to do. That money is to prepare you for now, for this, you know, 18 months, you know, kind of like how Joseph helped the Egyptian, helped the Pharaoh prepare for the famine. Of course, I didn't see it that way at that time. So sometimes when things, really catastrophic things happen in our life, it's really hard to see. And it's not always clear cut. You know, I was blessed that he explained it to me like that, but I just didn't see it that way at that time. I only saw it after I went through.
Wow. Wow. And I think that's how we all are, you know. Boy, that's just powerful, because he always does give us everything we need, either before in preparation, or it seems like right on the nick of time. You know? However, he always provides. He always provides. And I think sometimes it's dependent on the lesson that we have to take from it. But yeah. Man, tough. Yeah. You know, some of the things we were talking about earlier that today about, you know, is some of those situations that are really, really challenging. You know, our health or our spouse's health or a family member. Orilla was mentioning her son with seizures, and she's even going blind. So, you know, it's some of those things that we don't want those curveballs in life. And yet with God as CEO and Lord of our life, King of our life, it's a whole different place. It's a whole different a yieldedness. And I love that through what you went through, Lynette, look at what a beautiful surrendering that God has brought you to that place. And oh, now I can only imagine what he's going to do. I love it. One of the things, let me see if I was thinking, if any of you want to jump in, it's not rude to interrupt in any of these things that we do, because in all of these things that we do, it takes a bit for us to hear you speak. So jump in. Otherwise, I'm going to use it. let's see what I've got here. I don't know why it's not letting me go back up here. Okay, it's not letting me go back up. So let's see. Okay, I've lost some of the ones that were before on the chat. So don't you love technology?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, any final insights or questions? And by the way, I just want to shout out, and I didn't tell you all the amazing things that Lynette does, but if you've not hopped over to her website, you definitely are going to want to go there. And you know what's funny, Lynette, when you start talking about Thrive, your website, I was like, I noticed that shift, and it was like such a breath of fresh air for me, because God was bringing me from a season that of suffering and trial and growth and healing and all the things that he was doing. And when I got over there, I was like, oh yeah, this I can use right now. This I'm going to use, you know. So there's so many things that were there. But tell us a little bit about, you know, the things that you have going on. Like, what are some of the things you're producing right now?
So at Thrive Anywhere, we have workbooks, planners, and journals that you can get, and you can use it yourself. And then they go through a gamut of topics. Some of them are very business focused. Some of them are, you know, more fitness or health, and some of them are more relationship type. So we run a gamut of topics, but the whole idea is using these checklists and workbooks to help you get through a certain problem or a particular thing that you have to accomplish in your business. And we also, when you get them, you can also get them for with their what I call extended rights, which means you can use them as a lead magnet for your business. You can, you know, if you're running a challenge, just like Cynthia is, you know, she could get one of these workbooks and just throw it out to all the challenges to use. You can definitely use it for that. You can add it to your existing programs, like if you have coaching program or a product, a self-learning, self-paced learning product, you can just slide it in there, because all that design is already done for you. So you can just slide that to aid your teaching. You can even do, a lot of my customers, what they do is that they turn it around and they add like their own pages, or they pull different pages from different providers and they publish it on Kindle, on Amazon, as a physical book that gets printed when people order it, and they, you know, they sell it that way.
Mm. I love it. And they're beautiful. They really are beautiful. What I love is that you can personalize it yourself, because mm-hmm. I know there's always that certain thing you kind of, with a lot of other planners you get out there in the world, you know, you have these things and you're going, if it just could do this, you know. And I love the freedom of being able to kind of do this if I have something I want for it to do.
Absolutely.
I love it. And you definitely want to subscribe to her mailing list and follow her. And of course, I hope, we've got so many things I could have asked her to teach on, girls. So you know I'm going to be begging her to come back. And I love what God is doing with this, Lynette. This is beautiful. Just simply, I just love it because we have come along, you know, through the years. You have been instrumental in me being able to follow the Lord and do what He's called me to do. Because some of my things were just things on my heart. And you were a source that He used to provide for me through the years. So I don't think we're done with all that. And by the way, you guys, she even, one of the things that I was learning at Kelly's conference was with like a member, you were talking about some of the secrets to shopping carts and not, you know, just little details. You will find so many things that she can help you with through her writing, her products. It's just, I'm always sitting like a sponge on the front row with her.
So. You are too gracious. But thank you.
Yes, yes.
Lynette.
Yes.
Hi, Betty. Hi. Do you use WordPress as a platform? And if so, what upsell or cart booster, so to say, do you recommend?
Yes, I absolutely use WordPress. I've been using WordPress pretty much since they came out. What you probably didn't know is I used to create plugins for it. But what can you explain a little bit what you mean by boosters for the cart?
Sorry. Like when somebody, adds something to their cart, what I would like to be able to do is have a pop-up or a, and just off to the side, not covering the whole screen, just a little thing that would throw in a related product or, do you understand kind of what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. Are you using like a WordPress plugin for your shop? Are you using like...
I use WooCommerce.
WooCommerce. Yeah, I'm not that well versed with WooCommerce, unfortunately. What could help though is you could help find a WooCommerce bump offer plugin.
Okay, I've got, I think that's one that I have, something like that.
Because that's one of the, I'm not that well, I'm sorry, I'm not that well.
That's okay, I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah, I don't do a whole lot with WooCommerce anymore.
I have order bump and I can't get it to pop up when they check out.
Oh.
I did a test checkout and it never did pop up.
I see.
And I've also tried one click upsell, which is supposed to be one of the big ones, and it's still the same thing. So I don't know. I might just do it through my e-list by creating a rule for each product that will, in 2 days after they get the product, how are you doing? How do you like the product? What you, and then add in the related in that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's definitely one way to accomplish that for sure. You could also do something like an in-between page. Like instead of taking them directly to the cart, you could put like an in-between page. But of course, it depends how many products you have, right? If you've got like a ton of products, that would not be feasible. If you have like...
I don't have many yet.
if you have one or two signature products, then you could do like an in-between page, you know, to go to that page first and say, hey, I've got, you know, this, would you want to upgrade or whatever, add it to you, and then just... you know, do it that way instead of going directly to cart, make them stop at that in between page that gives them the option to add that, you know,
Of course, since she's beginning, tell us about what you would prefer if you could tell her what to start with. What shopping cart?
The shopping cart, I'm partial to a member. And I know it's not the easiest one to get set up, and it's also not the prettiest one in the back end. But I find that it's also the most flexible one for me. I do also have, and maybe Cindy will post the link another, maybe later or whatever. But I also have a training program, how to use a member to set up your cart. And it's one of those that I did with our mutual friend, Kelly McCauzy. basically, you know, we don't talk a lot. We don't go on and on our videos. We just go, okay, first thing you do is this, and the next thing you do is this, you know, just running you through every step of the way to set it up. But that's what I've been using for years. I have used some other things previously because I didn't want to use a member, but as things progress, you know, I gave in and I just haven't looked back. And one of the things that I am kind of allergic to is I try not to hop shopping carts. Some people do that a lot, and I absolutely resist that, because hopping shopping carts I find is not that good for affiliates. It's really a pain every time when I'm already promoting somebody's product and they tell me, oh, I've changed, you know, it's just really annoying. And it comes a time where I'll just stop promoting them altogether because they can't decide which cart they want. So really, whatever that you want, though, you just kind of want it. Whatever that you end up with, you just kind of want to stick with it. But my choice has always been Amy.
Okay. Another quick question. Is a member, is that like also a membership or forum?
Absolutely. So you can do, you can sell. The only thing it's not good for really is physical products. I would absolutely not recommend that for physical products. But if you're selling digital products, courses, and that's part of the reason why I love it, because you can sell one-off digital products. You can sell memberships. You can sell short-term coaching products. You know, just that flexibility of a different kind of mix in there, you know, without having different platforms for different things. That's one.
So is it like a platform for a forum? It has a forum attachment or something in it?
It's actually a standalone program that it does have a WordPress plugin that you can use, that if you want your pages protected, you know, it will help you manage your protected pages, so only members can access certain pages who have bought. But it's actually separate and standalone from WordPress.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problems.
Hey, Lynette, what was the title of the thing that you were mentioning for me to check between you and Kelly?
Member skills. So, yeah, member skills, and it's in a different. It's actually in a different site, but I'll send that to you. I think you are probably in that. I'm not sure, but I'll send that to you so that you can tell everybody.
Member skills. I was looking through everything.
Yeah, it's not in Thrive Anywhere because, you know, this was still a over at Plug. It's actually on a site I used to have called Plug. I still have it. Plugin Mill. That's when I was sharing. That's I wrote WordPress plugins, right? That's the business I fell out of love with, and that I was burnt out on. But I don't do WordPress on there anymore. But I do still keep my A member training, and I do have like small things like bump order add-ons for A member, just small things like that there.
Yeah, we can grab a link in a little bit and share it with you guys. On the Facebook group, in fact, you guys, I'm trying to find all my links. I used to be better at this. This is worse, and these got to get back in the group. This is too funny. If you were to see me, you go, oh, goodness, she has not got all her links. You should see my, if you saw my desktop right now, you go, Lord. He needs to help that girl.
Oh, I'm the same way. Sometimes I get on, especially like live, you know, Facebook lives. I'm like, you know what? I forgot to put the link. I forgot to grab the link, but you have it later.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, we will definitely. If you're not a part of our Facebook group, here this is, and we can share it later. But yeah, we'll definitely share that link because she has so many amazing resources. You know what I love what you're saying, though, about the burnout, because me even coming back into my own business and ministry, I'm thankful I built CindyRushton.com because it gives me such a freedom to be able to move and flow and hear the Lord and to do what he calls me to do, no matter what that is. And that I think that that's one of the keys about, you know, dealing with burnout, you know. And we had this study in school this past week that was really kind of challenging, where they were talking about like some of the things that cause people to burn out. It's kind of interesting that we're talking about it. But one of the things that they promote is having some time with the Lord, like you're talking, and the fact that you're going through the day with him, talking with him, turning things over to him, really seeking him on the big and the little things, that's key to not getting into those places where it's just like everything's a mess. And then you're having to really do a major overhaul. It's that communing with him. And one of the things I myself do, I always have worship music in the background pretty much 100% of the time, unless I'm doing some learning. You know, I do some learning too with people who are big thinkers, you know, and that inspire me to keep stretching and keep growing. And God uses so many of those people. So I love it.
Yep, absolutely. You know, God used Cyrus, God used Babylon, God uses all kinds of people. Sure.
I love it. Well, Lynette, thank you for tonight. And this was simply amazing. I'm leaving going, okay, I'm gonna have to go back through this and really sit there and let the Lord speak even more to me, because I was simply sitting you know, on the edge of my seat thinking, wow, I needed this. It really did bless my heart and really minister to my heart. So anyway, thank you. You guys, again, I've given the link here for you guys to check out Thrive Anywhere. You definitely want to connect with her there. And of course, we'll share some more things from Lynette so you can grab those things as well. By the way, just so you guys know, tomorrow we have our own Felice. She's going to be speaking at 3 Eastern, 2 Central, and her topic is on podcasting. If you've got a question on that, please zip it over, because I mean, she's the go-to girl on podcasting. She has two podcast networks, and I'll tell you, I personally have my two podcasts there at her network, simply because it's wonderful to be part of a team doing this. And so you'll definitely not want to miss that. And then another thing, you know what I forgot to mention earlier today, is our week 2 challenges for those who are wanting to go for some bonus points. Are y'all ready? This week, this is worth 5 points every time you complete it. Now, you can do this a couple of times, or more than a couple of times. Some of you did that last week. But what you're going to do is share your links to your social media. I will post this question on the top of our page at Stepping Up to the Call. You're going to share links to your social media in our Facebook group, like your YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, wherever you are found, your blog. And then follow new friends on at least 10 different places. That can be a mix of their social media. But I do ask you guys, stretch yourself here to make a lot of new friends and connect. And then come back to the Facebook group, update us when you have it done, and then share who you connected with, what you may have found as treasures, you know, because I just think you're going to find some new friends, get to know people even deeper. My heartbeat, one of the things that God's been speaking to me, he's given me a couple words, Lynette. That's why I was smiling when you asked me that. But one of my words is community and relationship. That means relationship to me. And not it being about all of us getting to know everybody. Because you know what? Lynette may be the person that you want to use her resources to work on your next project or one of your upcoming events or memberships, or you may want to use her planners definitely on a personal level, but also a professional level. Or maybe you want to connect with Felice and have a podcast. You need to know who the people are that can come alongside of you that are right here positioned to help you reach for greatness. So anyway, I want to say a prayer. We're going to wrap.
Cindy,
yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Andy.
That's what I'm saying. Interrupt me. It's not rude.
On the following, are you just wanting people or following new, like YouTubes and all? Does all that count?
Yes. And you know, act surprised in a couple weeks where I ask you to leave some comments and leave feedback. If you see some things that need some feedback, like I know my YouTube is ridiculous. it's been so neglected. It's like my Facebook page. But you know what? Part of that's because I didn't really have community going and seeing some of the things I was doing. You know what I mean? So all of us connecting with each other and just, you know, look at the different things that they have going on. Connect. This is a great way to professionally. Like, I know a lot of times when I go to network meetings, they're big here in Nashville. We get cards. I come home and I'll look them up on Facebook. I'll look them up on Twitter. I'll look them up on LinkedIn. I know that's and Instagram or whatever their different thing is. Because I want to make sure I follow what they're doing. And it's been a really great way to develop relationships. So I hope that makes sense. But yeah, just follow some different people. Keep up with what you're doing. But it's worth 5 points each time. Hello? Anybody happy? So I'll post about it in a little bit so that you can get your things together, all of your different social media that you have from YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. If there's others that I don't know about, that's possible, but your blog, you know, so that we can really get sociable and socialize together. So, and don't forget, post your weekly tally over at Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Cindy should be able to find this a lot easier than she is. Because today is the day to make sure you have posted for the week. This is not good. I can't find anything. Oh, Pinterest. Thank you, Julie. I needed to remember that because that is, yes, that too. You know, because here's the thing. I mean, I'm not saying that we can be everywhere. The places that I can't, like say, for example, like Instagram. I know there's power in Instagram, but I'm actually planning, and if y'all want to talk about this another night, I know we are way out of time, but I'm going to be using a program called Repurpose, and I'll share the link in one of my sessions. I'm going to be using that to put some of my content, like some of my Facebook Lives, over on Instagram, and I'm also going to be putting them over on YouTube because I don't spend a lot of my time and effort. I do most of my things on Facebook. It's kind of my space. I like it. Now, I love Pinterest, but seriously, I don't have a lot of time for that either. So those things, I'm trying to grow and make sure that I have content, that I have a plan that says, okay, this could go there too. And I can post both of these things here. And so I'm trying to get that plan down. I love that this is one thing I will never, ever be everywhere I want to be, you know? And we'll never, ever get it all down. And if we do get it all down, it'll all change. I just love that. It keeps me on my toes. But, you know, this is a great way for us to connect and for us to grow with one another and for us to expand and stretch into all the things that I think God's got for us this year. So I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm going to put that with my little list here and make sure I do not forget it. Because Pinterest, I can't believe I forgot that one. She says, it might be a great panel discussion if there were people with social media specialties. Absolutely. And you know what? I'm going to file that in the back of my mind too. I like that. That's really good, Michelle. A great workshop. You know what? One of the things that's coming up Thursday, so act surprised, but don't be. Save your time Thursday because Marnie is going to be joining us. She's one of the speakers at the Ultimate Christian Communicators Conference, and she's one of my longtime friends as well. Marnie is going to be speaking. I believe that we're going to be doing it at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. So it's going to be a little bit later, but she's going to be speaking to us about Facebook Lives and having, you know, making sure that that's a part of our business. And for, like, I'm sitting here going, okay, I've tried my hand. I like it enough that I'm going, ooh, it makes me happy. It's one of the things I want to really get into the groove. But she's the go-to person on that. So we are going to have that. But you know what? I will ask and see who on our team of speakers or who with some of my friends could help us out with that. Because you know what? Some of our pop-ups are coming along the way because I am totally yielded to God being my CEO. How do you like that? He's so cute. So anyway, well, let's pray and let's wrap for the night. And don't forget, go over and share your big takeaways. I have a feeling you're going to have a bunch of takeaways from this session because they were just awesome. But you get points for sharing your takeaways and just share the things that you're learning because, you know, I was learning from some of your takeaways from my session today. That's what's amazing about this is that what God's given you, he's speaking. I can tell he's speaking to you because it wasn't in my notes, and yet it's things that you guys took away from it. And that's just, only God can do things like teach us. You know what I mean? And that's where we want to be as a community. That's where we want to be with our events. That's where we want to be with everything that we do. We want for him to be the one we do lean into. So thank you, Lynette. You are a jewel, a treasure, your beloved. I just adore you. I thank you for tonight. Lord, thank you so much for this time that we have had together. I praise you that you work. You are working in each and every one of our lives, our businesses, our ministries. You're alive and well. And Lord, we open our hearts and our minds to let you be the CEO. Lord, we hire you tonight. We sit you at the top of the company, and Lord, we are here to serve you and to be your vessels, implementing the things that you lead. Lord, we know you have the very best ideas. You have the very best plans. You have the very best direction, and Lord, you have the very best provision. You're going to provide in ways we cannot even imagine because it does go beyond just our finances. It goes into everything, providing us with ideas, relationships, opportunities. Lord, I just thank you that you are such a good, good God. And so tonight we hire you. You are CEO. And we just turn it all loose to you. We know you are the most qualified. You're the most amazing. Lord, we just, sight unseen, this is it. You're it. You're in the driver's seat. And we yield our companies, our ministries to you. We know that you will do things with it that no other CEO could do. And Lord, what I love the most is you love our people that we are reaching out to. You have on your heart, their needs and their passions, their desires, their fears, their concerns. And Lord, I just thank you that you are here in our midst to help us to be able to connect with people, to commune with people, to relationship with people, to do life with people. You're so good. Thank you. We love you. We lift you on high. We magnify you. Lord, our plans are nothing if we're not hearing you for your plan. Our plans, they fail. But Lord, we want to hear you for your plan. We want to dream big. We don't want to limit you. We don't want to put you off in a box. We just want you loose. Loose in our businesses, loose in our ministries, loose in our homes. Lord, I pray right now that you heal all of those who are family members who are sick or who are struggling. Lord, do a mighty work. I know you have the capabilities to do that. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we lean on his sacrifice. By his stripes, we're healed. And that's healed spirit, soul, and body. And Lord, I just praise you for that. And Lord, I just ask you tonight, with the power of your blood, to cover our homes, protect our homes, protect homes with their another storms that are going across the country with cold. I pray that you keep every home warm, keep every home protected, keep every person to where they can be able to be focused on you, not on the concerns of this world. Lord, you're so good. We just love you, that you're in charge of every storm. You're in charge of every mountain. You're in charge of every single thing. You tell oceans how far they can go. And we just thank you that as powerful as you are, that you commune with us. So Lord, help us hear you each step of the way. You're so good. We love you. We worship you. For it's in Jesus' beautiful name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. You guys have an amazing day.
Yeah. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Lynette. Are y'all seeing why I love her and why I rave about how awesome she is? That's what I'm saying. So, well, you guys, we will see each other tomorrow. Make plans to join us because you're not going to want to miss Felice. Again, she's one of my treasures too. Okay, have a great night. Bye.